and XC Mobile.
4 CES Mobile, good morning.
Morning, top of the morning to you.
That's right now.
In your car.
What's it diesel, man? If it takes a little bit to warm up. Once it does, it's great, but it's just that time.
A block heater on that thing?
I think around, it was 04, 05, and mine's an 06. Ford decided to not install the block heater. I mean, it has one, but there is no cabling for it, so I'd have to order it and hook it up to the little heating element.
Plug and play, I mean, you just need to get the cord, and it just plugs straight in. It should have about three prongs on it to plug straight in, and you're done. My truck is extremely, you know, mine's like yours. I got a 7.3 power stroke that it takes probably about 5 miles of driving before it gets warm. So I'll either on a day like today, I'll plug it in, or either I will go out about 10 minutes before I leave, start it up, and as long as I got the park brake on, it'll sense that temperature, and it will shut the turbo wastegate and idle up, and it heats the engine up a little bit quicker.
Yeah, I've considered it, but usually it doesn't get cold enough around here to really justify the block heater, so I've never really thought about it doing that way.
A lot of times I get around doing the block heater simply because I can just run out there. I don't have to, because that block heater is like having your hot water heater on. I mean, it's going to use a little bit of electricity. And I just crank it up and let it run before I jump in it.
Pick it up this morning and kind of hit the road so I get some fuel and try to get to work a little bit early. Because one of my co-workers is out. Figured I'd get here a little early and get started. So right now she's starting to warm up good.
A little bit of running I did, let it run this morning. It idles up. Like I said, it shuts the turbo wastegate, which creates back pressure, which causes it to generate a little bit more heat. I got in it. It wasn't toasty warm, but it was throwing out warm air. And about a mile down the road, I got it. It's coming out hot now. But when I plug that block heater in, I get in, I got heat. There ain't no doubting about it. But I got to let that thing run about 4 hours to get it to do that. It's not something that you just plug in and in 2 hours you got instant heat. I used to keep a timer on an outside wall outlet and keep my truck plugged in and on days like today, but I figured, good grief, I'm up. I'll just go out there and let it run.
I gotta figure out about this, oh god darn, one of my glow plugs is going out, starting to give me an error.
You got in there?
So, I couldn't find any 7.3s when I was looking for them. I've had this truck 11 years now, so, but, I mean, she runs good. I just gotta stay on top of the maintenance.
Telling you, Ford, they messed up when they went away from the 7.3. I know they trying to compete with the Duramax. I mean, this thing's loud. You got to turn it off when you go through the drive-thrus. But at the time, this is a 2000. There wasn't nothing on the road that touched this in torque, foot-pounds. This thing it'll pull your face off, man. But I ain't never had a minute's trouble out of it. I put a water pump on it and had a little bit of a fuel pump oil leak, which was just a plug replacement. But are your glow plugs on that 6.0, they're under the valve cover, aren't they?
I'd have to get up under there and look at it. I hadn't really investigated what I need to do. The only thing that my diesel mechanic was telling me, he was saying that if I change the one, you know, I basically need to change that side, and he was recommending to change the cable, so I hadn't wanted to stumble on the end of that one yet.
I don't think it's too bad expensive. The labor, it depends on what side it is on the labor. You probably got an extra hour and a half, depending on what side it is. But it isn't too bad, and I think, you know, that's kind of essential to make sure you got a good power balance. You know, if you got a cold cylinder, it affects the power balance, but you can plug into that thing and should be able to tell exactly which glow plug is giving you issues. And sometimes it's not the glow plug, it's the harness. The glow plug's fine, it's the harness has gotten hot and maybe melted or something, come unplugged, who knows.
Saying about the harness when they get brittle or whatever over time, which, I mean, the trucks, you know, it's got some age on it. I can understand that completely. So I may end up tackling that. But right now, I don't show any misfires on it. So, we'll see. She's running good. She's just showing the air. But I think I want to replace that main harness from the driver's battery to the passenger before I start working on the glow plug.
Are you getting that from the dealer?
Not yet. I know when I looked a while back, because I hate to say it, OBD's got, not OBD, Ford's got some horrible terminals, and because they're so open, if you get any corrosion on them, you can't get it out. So I looked at it. They were fairly expensive, but what he did was he spliced into the harness and put some nice big terminals on it. But since I had problems last week with that whole harness to run, I think I'm just going to change it out.
Battery harness for my truck, it's in the $180 range. I mean, it's just stupid money. But I just had to change the battery harness on my Honda. It was $300, I think, and I couldn't get out of it. He said they didn't make that. You know, I'm old school. I'd cut the end off of it and put another end on. I got a way to crimp ends onto cables, you know, from work. But he said that them Japanese didn't allow enough room to cut it, trim it, and put another end on it and still have enough room to reach the battery. So I told him to go ahead and do it. It was in the shop for something, and they did a slew. They did about $1,200 worth of work on it.
He ended up having to do to mine was put another terminal on it, which was good, you know, but since I had those problems, I'm really feeling like I want to change the whole thing all the way down to the starter. And you're right, it's about $175, $180 for that whole harness run.
The corrosion on it, and it's gone in under the insulation into the wiring. You're about better off to do that. Just, you know, good grief, you had the truck for 11 years. It's a 2006, I think's what you said it is. You put one on, it'll last you the rest of the time you got the truck.
You can do, so probably get online, start shopping around this weekend, see if I can find the OEM parts and get it put on it. I don't know if I want to do it because that starter's all at the bottom. I don't really feel like climbing up on top of the truck.
Got a mechanic that can do it for you.
No, I'm pretty sure he's probably going to be the one to get to do it. I don't mind doing some things, but that ain't one I want to tackle.
Derek, you want to do that for him on a Saturday?
It's doable, but do I want to? That's another question. Good morning, guys. KK4POT.
Feel you on that one. I mean, like I said, that's why I take it to him. I'm sure I could tackle it, but, you know, I drop it off. He works on it for a day or two, and then I get it back, and it's back to the way I want it.
Matt.
I've had the the valve for my heater, control valve, since last summer, and I'm too lazy to put it on. And I'm driving my truck, burning my fuel money up. But I got into my truck this morning, and I've not driven my truck except to pull my tractor, pull a load of logs. I've not driven my truck except to work with it, because diesel fuel's a good bit more expensive. But you know what? I said, you know, I'm glad I am driving my truck. I enjoy it. It's comfortable. I like my truck. It's a manly man truck. And I don't feel so gay as I would in that Prius.
Exactly right. I feel the exact same way. Not that I have a Prius, but I don't know. I like driving my truck. It's just something about it. And yeah, I burn through fuel every day doing it. But plus, the fact of the matter is, I've had it sitting for a while. I had a lease company car, and my truck sat for a while, and it run like crap. I mean, it took me a while to get it to where it would run right and start driving it consistently. So I just said the heck with it. I started driving it all the time. Go ahead, Tim.
I'm driving a Honda Civic this morning, trying to save some fuel, so you manly men can have your trucks this morning. I got mine sitting in the driveway today. The main reason I don't drive mine is because I don't want to burn my tires up on them things. Man, tires are expensive for trucks now.
$800 for a set of light truck tires, LT.
Right, I think last time I spent $800, close to $1,000 for mine. I usually, I think I ended up going with Toyo's or something, I can't remember. But I usually search around online and try to get a good deal. But it's a chunk of money.
Kid, I used to run groundhogs on my truck, but that's before groundhogs got to be $250 a piece. I don't have any, like redneck tires on, but I do have a fairly decent aggressive all-terrain tire. I mean, it's kind of a manly tire, too, but I'm just kidding about the manly man stuff, but you hear that stuff a lot. Anyway, I got a good tire on there. I got it, and I bought them off of offline. I'll have to get a name and a model number off this tire. It's a good tire.
POT. Yeah, I got them mud tires on my truck. Man, that thing's gonna wear out fast. You drive that thing every day.
Don't get me wrong, they look good, but yeah, I didn't want anything too aggressive, so I went with more all-terrain. I think I used like the Open Country or something, but I mean, they're good tires. They last me a while, and on my truck, they wear very evenly, so I don't really rotate them a whole lot, but man, I've been pleased with them. I bought them twice now.
The tires for trucks nowadays is about best just to get a truck with a nice set of tires on it, run it till they wear out, sell the truck, and do it over again.
What stupid money for trucks nowadays. Even a brand new Ford F-150, or rarely, pretty new, is $50,000-$60,000. I mean, push comes to shove, you could get a gas F-250 if you needed the power, and they're right at $50,000-$60,000, and then you start getting up in the diesels, 80 plus.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Rent XC, yeah, what they've done is gone up on the price and then extended the financing out, so they still make more money on both ends of that spectrum.
No, I mean, I love the body style that Ford's going with now. I mean, they're beautiful trucks, and I'd love to have one, but I don't know, to go from no payment to $500, $600, $700 a month, whatever it be, that's just crazy.
My brother-in-law's brother, whatever that makes him to me, he just got a brand hammer new 2020, I want to say it was a 250, I can't remember if it was a 250 or not, but it's got some four-cylinder, it might even be twin turbo, I can't remember. Anyway, it is a turbo four-cylinder, I'm pretty sure, whether it's twin or not, I can't remember. I rode in that thing, and, I mean, he hauls a Bobcat skid steer and some other tractor with that thing, and it's like you're driving a diesel in that thing. I was thoroughly impressed with that. I kind of gave him a hard time when he first told me it was a four-cylinder, and then he said, come on, let's go for a ride, and I quit talking real quick. 610 rear end in that thing. Got like a 9 or 10 speed transmission. It's got more gears than you can count on that thing. And that's part of it too, is how they're doing them transmissions nowadays. It just about feels like riding in that Prius where you got a constant variable transmission, but it's not, that ain't how that thing's set up. It's actually got gears, but it feels like that where it just keeps it in that constant torque range, and you've always got power. But yeah, they seem to do a good job on that one, as odd as it sounds. But I'm backing into my spy here, so I'm going to jump out of here. Andrew, good to hear you. I hope you have a fantastic Friday today. And hopefully we'll either catch you over the weekend or maybe on feast day or if not, Monday morning. And Mike, I'll see you when you get in. KK4POT. Hope you had a good Friday.
And I hope mine's good. I got proxy from my boss, man, but we'll see how that goes.
KK4NXC. Got your
GS8
call running all the time?
Not mine all the time. A lot of times I'll jump in there and run it here and there. Usually I'll try to, if I do, I'll either try to ping you or Tim and see if I get a response. If not, I may or may not throw out a CQ, but I've been trying to get more in the habit of getting on the radio, actually talking on it. So I've been doing the South Carolina single sideband net every night at 7 o'clock, and just kind of listening around. But it's been quiet once the evening rolls in lately.
Stays on, and it stays on, heartbeat acknowledge. So my radio should respond back to you if you send out a heartbeat request. But, thought about, I heard you and Tim talking about it here a while back. Good grief, it's been a month and a half, 2 months, but did you look into getting a Raspberry Pi?
I ended up, he sent me all the information, which was good, because I actually had the wrong model and I ordered it, didn't come with something, so I ordered that, I got it all set up, so I got my little bag ready. The only thing I'm trying to look at now is to slim down some weight in my pack, because that thing is heavy as crap. And I'm waiting on my check to come in the mail from the government, and I figured they'd buy me a new radio, so we're just waiting on that right now.
Is that thing out yet, Alex?
Check mine, the 600 per person one went out like January 6th or something. I still ain't got it in the mail yet. I don't know where I'm gonna go with the Zygo G90, which is probably what I'm leaning towards. I would love to do the ICOM 705, because, I mean, then you get one USB cable, it comes with a battery, and then you can hook it up, and I think it'll do 20 watts, if I remember, maybe 20, 10, I can't remember off the top of my head.
Same model that Tim and I got.
From Radio Oddity, I mean, more than likely that's what I'm gonna buy, because it's $500 versus $1,000 something for the 705, so I get more play money.
Probably that's the one you're looking at getting. That's the one with the waterfall on it.
The only thing I see on the 705 that I would like is it's got 2 meter and 70 centimeter, just like my 7100. But at the same time, you could carry an HT and kind of accomplish the exact same thing. So I don't know if it's worth the extra $500 write off or whatnot.
You're looking at doing portables with it?
Possibly. I mean, I always carry my radio to, when I go camping at the beach, I always carry my radio and I usually get on and play with it. But I don't know. Since I've started Parts on the Air, that sounds pretty appealing. And both of them are fairly low weight. So either way I go, I think I'll be fine. And I really, I mean, if you go different places, you got to program in the repeaters if you're going to do much on 2 meters. So I don't know if it's worth the extra money.
Have to weigh that out. You got to look at what you normally do. I only do, I'm normally not on 2 meters if I'm on vacation. I do take a portable unit and bag with me, communication bag, and I set up, and I've done the Parts on the Air and just tried setting up and making contacts just to, run through that operation.
The thing I've really done was digital whenever I was, gone or just listened to the radios with the 7100. I don't know. Now that I'm starting to actually talk on the radio a little bit, I might actually try to make some contacts from the beach one, So we'll see. As I get more comfortable with it, I get more use out of it.
FW Mobile.
One question. Were you going to do the winter field day? I think I'm going to do it. I know, Ken, you were talking about it yesterday. I was reading a little more about it, trying to get all my information together for it.
And I've got a guy who's cut a bunch of trees down, and I got to take my tractor and grapple over there. And I am going to be completely and totally busy this coming Saturday or tomorrow.
Make a few contacts on that if I can. I know it don't start till 2. I got to be at a restaurant at 5 for my sister's birthday next week.
My portable unit go out to the storage building. I think that'll count as outdoors. Plus, if I run off the battery, you get an extra multiplier, blah, 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 so on and so forth. So I don't know if I'll actually submit my log or not. It depends. But I may try just to kind of push myself to get into the, just getting on the radio a little bit more.
I mean, I log everything, but I'll never submit anything. Those guys are so far ahead, it ain't even funny. I mean, they take it pretty serious. And then I just tried to help them out and make some contacts.
I end up. All right, gentlemen, I got to hurry up and get on into work and get started and get everything together for our morning meeting. So I'll say 7-3s to y'all. I might text everybody and see if maybe y'all want to jump on 80 this weekend and maybe we can do a little rag chew on there. But other than that, maybe we'll run in each other on field day if you get a chance to operate. Mike, have a good one. 7-3s. Ken, hope you have a great Friday. And we'll holler at y'all another morning, maybe this weekend. KO4CEF, and I will be clear after you 5.
Have a good one. I'll try to catch you this weekend. KN4TFW.
Keys, have a good day. Be safe. Be careful. And hopefully we'll catch you on the radio the next couple of 3 days. KK4NXE.
Patrick, yesterday afternoon.
That's pretty cool.
Ended up, he was only a couple hundred yards from the house. He swung by.
That's pretty neat. That is good.
Guy. So we enjoyed the little chit-chat. He couldn't stay long. He had to drive back to Brevard.
He on Thursdays where he gets out a little bit early for the radio?
Yeah, Roger. Usually he ain't leaving until around 6 or so. But he's on the road early when he goes to Greer on Thursdays.
Maybe we can meet up with him at a Eaton place one time.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And you your way?
Yeah, everybody's doing pretty good. And I can't As far as I know, it looks like my son and my daughter-in-law down there in Anderson have the COVID. Everybody's quarantining and that, but we don't talk anymore, so I don't get along with.
Okay, that's enough. I understand. I got similar situations. Not that the issue with me. I get along with the Red Baron. Hey, have you heard Al recently?
I heard him last week. I mean, he was doing all right, and that he was just having some radio issues.
Him 50 cent of coax as a little bit of a Christmas present. Was he feeling any better, or did he get that hooked up to the tower yet?
Not hooked up to the tower yet or anything. But I mean, his signal was pretty good, but he didn't make out like anything was different.
Normally he's in there every now and then. I just hadn't heard him.
One day last week.
I hear him ask him if he got that coax, because I showed it delivered, but I haven't talked to him since he's got it.
Think about it, I'll ask him. Trees at the house this morning.
Pulled up at my place. I had a fire going all night last night. I brought in some big old logs. These are like 8-inch bolts. And I stuck a couple of them in last night. Two of them. That's all I can get in that stove. And got them things good and hot. I got them up about 500 degrees. And then shut it down, and I had heat all night, and I had a good bed of coals this morning, and stuck in some good size, about the same size split wood, and left my wife in a toasty warm house. Man, that wood that I've got right now, well, the wood I'll use this winter is from early, last spring. So it is right. I mean, it's doing good.
Heat fire, and it seems like it really warms you all the way down to the bones. And that. But one time in my younger days, we lived in a house, and it was in Mississippi. But the only heat it had really in the whole main of the house was a fireplace. And man, I'd cut on the weekends, and that. She'd burn it all up during the week, and then I'd have to cut every weekend. It was cut.
Yeah, that's all we've ever heated with since our married life, you know, 37, 38 years. Fireplaces are just so inefficient. That's why I went to wood stove, and I'm never going back.
And as long as it's got a little window, you can see the fire, you're good to go.
This is the first stove I've ever had a window on it. All my wood stoves in the past have been solid doors. But I do enjoy the window. We definitely enjoy the window.
The stove's so efficient. I mean, it's hard to go back from it.
Stove with one that had a catalytic combustor, because I didn't want to have to be replacing that thing every 2.5 to 5 years. But I did go with a very efficient stove that has secondary burn capability, and I love that thing. You know, everything in there's metal. I don't have to fool with nothing. It's a good stove.
Work partners, he had one of those pellet stoves that he really loved.
Now that's popular out west. I mean, pellet stoves, everybody talks about having it and having one, and they love them. Just out here, I don't like the idea of buying pellets. I've got more wood than you can shake two sticks at, so I've got plenty of firewood.
If you live in an area that you can't get a lot of firewood or it's really expensive, the pellets would be worth it. I think he buys about 2,000 pounds at a hit. Thank you.
I don't know how expensive they are, but efficient. I had a buddy of mine, and it showed just dropping two or three pellets in there. He was eating the whole storefront with that thing. It was impressive. I thought about getting one, but I thought, you know, it's just going to be a constant expense of pellets. Well, let's Destinated, you take care, Ken 73. You have a fantastic and a safe day, and I'll catch up with you next week. So this is KK4NXC. I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, Mike. Good to talk to you this morning, and hope you have an awesome day and a really nice weekend, and I'll look forward to maybe catching you on Monday. KN4TFW.
AP Mobile. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, good morning. You just missed Mike.
Unfortunately, the truck didn't come in on time, so I'm running about, I don't know, maybe an hour behind.
Hear that. Well, at least we'll be able to get some radio time this weekend.
I hadn't put anybody in the log since, December 22nd, I believe. I checked it the other day. I believe it was 22nd of December.
Mine's in November.
Everything goes well Saturday and Sunday. We'll be able to make up some time.
Hey, I got to meet Patrick yesterday afternoon.
I know he was pretty excited about you telling him about that customer, because we talked a good bit after you went to work.
Yeah, he come by. He was one. I heard him pop on the radio and that, and he was just not even a half a mile from the house.
The new ham, good to get out and meet other hams. It sort of gives them a little more confidence.
Yeah, you know, my setup and everything and that. And he was really interested in that. He's gonna give him some tips on working on his general and that. So he should be doing good here pretty soon.
Studying up so I can travel my extra.
I hadn't even looked at it, but I guess I probably could.
Put it this way, be ready to scratch your head and go, say, what?
I just study the questions and don't worry about knowing the information.
Just study the questions, you're going to learn a world of information. New test on my phone.
Trying to get the new book, I guess.
I don't think sitting and reading the book would keep my attention very long. It might would if you had enough pictures. Ha ha.
Yeah, I'm with you. Reading just really makes me go to sleep unless it's something that's really got my attention.
I got into the math and the equations and stuff yet.
Too many of them on a test.
Because after studying about 30 minutes, I sort of walk off and talking to myself and say, is that really right?
Digital stuff.
It is. That digital stuff's boring to me.
Your generation really likes it.
Somebody takes, all they gotta do is use their phone. I've heard them talk and say, oh, well, I was picked up here and there, and, you know, I didn't believe my signal could reach this far out and so forth doing that digital stuff, but it's just too boring for me.
You know what I mean? I want to hear the voice and I want to tweak it in. You know what I mean? I don't think there's too much tweaking there on the digital side.
Mindset, I'm 40 plus on shift, and I've tightened down my bandwidth just a little bit. And it seems like by doing that, I can hang in there with anybody.
About that radio you saw me, you know, you can tweak on it and everything, and try to learn it and understand it and how to be able to, you know, separate a couple of signals. KN4 GFW.
450 D will teach you a lot. She's a workhorse. She's, in my opinion, better than the one I got.
And the bells and the whistles, right? Don't you have a waterfall?
Waterfall, I can have all kind of stuff. And all different colors and everything else, and 3D. But as far as getting in there and busting up a pile up, I think that 450D did better than that 3000 I got.
The radios were a little bit better. And when you get in all that newer stuff and there's so much in there, I think it takes away from it.
Agree with you on that. But I mean, you know, it's nice to see the waterfall and all this other good stuff. But, you know, you can look and find signals and stuff, but I'm one of the old timers. I like to turn the dial and see what I can find.
Yeah, I guess I could, you know, go to the one of them websites that people have online where you can access their stuff and then just look at their waterfall for my area.
Get 450D up to a computer and download a program. I don't know what it costs, but you have your own waterfall.
I'll have to look into it and see what the deal is.
That's it, Friday. Yep, you can do that. I never did do it, but really, you know, it didn't bother me if I had one or not. But yeah, you can tie into a computer with that little rascal, and I'll tell you what, you'd be surprised what you can do.
And had to jump on the interstate, and there was a lot of traffic.
I don't doubt. When I get quiet, I'm usually bagging and throwing.
This morning seems like there's a lot more traffic. Don't know why for a Friday.
Ain't much traffic this morning so far, which I'm glad to say, because when I don't have a lot of traffic, I can sort of scoot in and out a little bit quicker.
Doc says you gotta set the papers in.
330 customers, I would say 100 of them are boxes, and the rest of them are throws.
You'll use those boxes.
Believe in them over in the retirement center.
Believe.
But, on doing the apartment, they've got baskets set up right next to the door. Put the paper in. So all I gotta do is open the door, reach out and grab it.
Good. Yeah, I saw on Facebook, it looks like the son and daughter-in-law down in Anderson, my son, and that's got the COVID, but we don't really talk anymore.
You stay away from them for 14 days, you know. What I've been told, you'll do just fine.
They quarantining 7 people in the same house.
Mackerel. Stay indoors 14 days straight, I'd be pulling my hair out.
Yeah, I like to be outside and get to moving around. That just sitting around, it, man, that's a killer on me.
You know, I sleep for a little while during the day, and then I get up and sort of saunter around and do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I guess that's what keeps my old bones moving.
Tried to sleep in tomorrow morning and that, and get up early, get up around 2 so the contest starts. You're only allowed to log like 12 hours worth of contest, though.
More than likely, I will be there at the start of 2 o'clock, and I'll probably sign it off about 6:30, because usually I'm stretching out about 7. you enter it and send the log in.
Just set me up an account with that Parks on the Air so I can get credit for, you know what I mean, for the contacts. And Andrew, he set up his and he's already got a little silver certificate.
Do that myself, just see what I can get.
It backlogged and everything and got some of its very first contacts that were Parks.
Start getting warmer weather, we should be able to make a lot of contacts.
Out a little bit more, right? Because, yeah, you used to do pretty good, especially in, like, March and April.
We talked with the ranger up at Table Rock, see if he let us sit up on top of there and set up and see where we can get.
Reach out from up there for sure. In a hurry this morning.
They in a hurry this morning. They want to get to work and get it over with because today's payday and tomorrow's the weekend.
Yeah, payday or not, I get paid every other Friday, so I don't even keep track of it because it goes straight into the bank.
Pick up payroll on Friday morning for all the carriers for Oconee County and Pickens County and down in Georgia. So, I have to go to the bank every Friday.
That wind settled down last night.
That's the one to Charleston, because I got talking to that boy of mine that's working down there. And he said it was bad. He said they were trying to take a load over to, I think he said, the rail yard. And he said the wind was rocking him, pushing him every which way.
One that used to do pull out there at BMW?
Fireman.
In the last little bit, I heard from him last week.
The word.
And he sent him some coax for Christmas, and that wondered if he got it.
Sure he did. I'm glad he got him some coax, but I don't know if he's got anybody to run it and set it up for him.
No. I never even looked up to see where he lives.
Malden somewhere. KM4NAP Friday. I know Daniel's been over to his place a couple of times.
Daniel lately?
Heard nothing from that boy in probably a month.
And that for me. And that, but hey, I'm rolling up to the gate, so I'll say 73. Hope you rest your route goes good, and look forward to catching up with you this weekend. KN4 TFW.
Been safe, enjoyed it, and be looking to catch you on the air tomorrow. So have a good one, KN4 and AP, sending 73 and clear.